Magaganda ang mga alaala ni Nalini Joshi ng kabataan niya sa Myanmar o Burma noong dekada 60. Subalit dahil miyembro siya at kanyang pamilya ng etnikong minoridad na Indian sa Myanmar, inilahad ni Joshi na hindi ganap ang kasiyahan niya.
What I remember is the wonderful games, the beautiful people, but always feeling a little bit of an outsider because I wasn't part of the dominant group.
Itinalaga sa hukbong sandatahan ang ama ni Joshi at ipinadala sa mga malalayong estadong Shan sa kanlurang bahagi ng Burma. Hindi siya pinayagang gampanan ang propesyon niya sa medisina. Natatandaan ni Joshi ang mga pangarap ng ama niya para sa kanilang mga anak.
He told me that I used to top most of my classes in primary school, but I never got the top prizes at the end of the year in schools. So he knew that there was something going wrong and he wanted to make sure that his family was in a place that would be better for their future.
Dahil dito, nagdesisyon ang pamilya nila na lumipat sa Australia. Dumating sila rito noong 1971.
I remember landing in this building that seemed so sophisticated, so clean, so beautifully built. And the people working in there were all white, tall, handsome men. Porters pushing baggage around were white men. And that was something that was quite almost shocking. Because in Burma, the tall white men were the bosses.
Tumira sa Sydney ang pamilya ni Joshi at naging kapansin-pansin ang husay ni Joshi sa pag-aaral. Mahilig raw siyang magbasa at parating nasa mga library. Sa mga aklat niya, hinubog ang maaga niyang mga pangarap.
I remember telling my careers counselor that I wanted to be an astronaut. And she said, oh, you have to be realistic, dear. And when I went to uni and I discovered that I could do astronomy through mathematics, I did more and more mathematics and just really became a mathematician as a result.
Mula noon, nakatakda na para kay Joshi na matematika ang magiging sentro ng buhay niya.
Maths is the underlying framework that allows us to describe everything that we observe in the universe. Whether it's outside us or inside us, it's the only logical language that I know of that allows us to compare, analyze, and check with evidence.
Si Joshi ang naging unang kababaihang pinuno ng matematika at siyensya sa Sydney University School of Mathematics and Statistics. Kilala rin siyang tagataguyod ng pagkakapatas-patas ng kasarian sa larangan ng siyensya.
We're losing 50% of the talented group that we have naturally available to us if we say that women shouldn't be answering these questions. It's just, a no-brainer.
Sa kabila nito, naniniwala si Joshi na Australia pa rin ang natatanging lucky country.
There is a fair go for everyone, I believe, in many, many circumstances, yes.
Umaasa si Joshi na magsilbing ilaw para sa iba ang kwento ng buhay niya.
If you look at any of my school pictures, you'll see that I'm usually the only one with a different skin color. By being there and showing that you can go forward with what you need to do, to go ahead and do the things that hopefully will benefit society. So I hope that I've been a role model in that sense.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.